99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. It's 19 minutes past 12. And you're on the sunny side. The sun rises here. Look, the sun's risen and light is supposed to give way. No, actually, darkness gives way to the light. Lights. Hold on. Really? Oh, wait. Hold on, I'm trying to entertain you with another angle to our conversation today. So chances are you're going to have to give me... Hold on, just wait. Yeah, I was telling you that, when the light comes, the darkness goes away. I really hope that you're ready for what we're about to consider today, this afternoon, particularly on the sunny side. All right, with that said, welcome to radio. Now, yesterday on the show... We considered the prison break that pretty much played out there in Imo State. Surprisingly, something that I thought was somewhat surprising, but then we tried to understand the logicality behind the singular action. And funny enough, we had a vague clue. Yeah, we had a very vague clue. We had to consider that particular... incident that played out yesterday in comparison to Nnamdi Kanu's tweet, where he suggested that given how one group is treated, particularly when they commit crimes against one, for example, we can say states because certainly their crimes, or at least the crimes that has been reported about their doings can be said to be crimes against state and, of course, against humanity. And given how they're being treated, he believed that no Nigerian should be, in prison. And I thought it was a very difficult one for you. I thought it was a difficult one for you to consider, given the fact that I thought, given your consciousness and your awareness about law and order, that you would not... agree with pretty much the actual encounter, or say the event that happened in Imo State. But then I think what you did yesterday was you chose between a lesser evil, because most of you said, look, I don't agree with what happened in Imo State, but in comparison to everything else that we have seen play out, that should be put on the government. Well, today I want to share with you government response to the issues we talked about yesterday. Now, the reason I think it's necessary is because I'm persuaded to believe that you need to understand how government is managing security. And honestly, by their actions or reaction to issues of security, you can understand the mindset, pattern, and actual objective towards curbing what we can call social vices and anti-social behaviors. So I'm going to share with you something right now. This is the vice president speaking to a community in Ebonyi State. You remember yesterday we considered the incident that happened in Ebonyi State where some herdsmen attacked a few communities, pretty much destroyed lives and properties. The government went there to console them and promise that the government was doing something about it. Well, I actually have an actual video clip to share with you. I want you to hear it in the vice president's words himself. And after that, I'll share with you what the government said, pretty much an official statement from the government regarding the prison break in Imo State. We're weaving action and reaction together on the sunny side this afternoon. And that's in hopes that we can understand the government pattern. And I'd like to find out whether you are satisfied with the government approach to dealing with our issues of insecurity. I'll be right back. We're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere.
Side with Joyce.
Let me begin by saying that it's a very, very, very sad day, very, very sad occasion. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very unfortunate. I'm here not just by myself, I'm here also at the direction of Mr. President. There are times when things like this happen, when people are killed, when incidents like this happen. And you feel particularly outraged, you feel particularly angry about what has happened. The reason is that, first, those who have been killed, those who have been mercilessly massacred in this way, are people like you and I, human beings like you and I, who have hopes and aspirations. Young ones, women, children, who have hopes and aspirations like you and I, who are people who woke up in the morning, they expected to go about their daily business. They expected to go out and fend for themselves. But they ended up dead, not because of anything they have done wrong, but because of the cowardly, wicked acts of some other people who lived in the community with them. I want to say that it's a very deeply distressing thing. And I sympathize not just with the governor and the people of the Bonny State, but in particular, the people of the communities that have been affected. A list of logs, phone numbers, and some photographs. I think here there are about, maybe about four or five photographs or so of some people who, as a young man, I'm sure that some of you have seen those photographs. Now, I do not know, and I cannot say, whether all these people are responsible, the ones who are here. I see some women there and all that. I see a young girl there also. I do not know. This is what must be investigated thoroughly. I don't want to leave here giving the impression that I have a list of all those who committed offenses. I do not have that list in this. I'm a lawyer and a professor of law. I want to make sure that we are clear as to what I have been given. So I have a call log, a long list of names. I also have some photographs. This is what must be, these things will be investigated, but there are many, many other people. The number of people who were killed and the offenses that were committed could not have been committed by three or four people. There must have been many others. And that must be investigated thoroughly. And I can assure you that I at least will pursue it and make sure that investigations are conducted. At the level of the National Economic Council, which is the meeting between the federal government, I have the privilege of chairing that meeting, and all the governors of the states, we agreed certain things when things like this happen. One of the things we agreed is that we will jointly pursue the ends of justice, both jointly, that is to say, federal government and the state government. One of the things that has occurred to us is what do we need to do to ensure that these kinds of things do not repeat themselves? What do we need to do to ensure that these things do not repeat themselves? One is to beef up security. That is very important. Already, we're in conversation with the GOC and with the Army about ensuring that there's more security provided here. Of course, I know that the GOC has already made some provisions, but obviously there's a need for even greater security. Let me assure you that we will seek justice on behalf of those who have died. The federal government will do the best it can. And it's not just once. I agree with you that NEMA must come here, assess the damage, and give as much support as it can do. We now have a Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, and once I get back to Abuja, I will notify the minister so that this particular disaster can also be catered for amongst the various things that have been done. So we will do the very best we can. But I want to say that the kind of thing that has happened here, just as the governor has said, has the tendency to create even further trouble, much more trouble what has happened here can become, can envelope not just this state, but several other states. If people choose to revenge, if you choose to revenge, if you choose to fight back, we do not know where to land. Nobody knows where. Nobody knows where. Which is why I will urge you, as you have done, the right thing, in my view. You have very peacefully presented the case. You have very peacefully conducted yourselves. You have reported to the authorities. You have sought the right support from the government. It is up to the government to make sure that we provide the best that they can. But we must be, careful also not to seek revenge, because we do not know that one way by which we can do something is by seeking justice and by providing for the families of those who have lost their homes. And we will do so. So once more, let me again sympathize with all members of the community, leadership and members of the community, and to say that I pray that this kind of thing, we will never see another thing like this again. And we will do everything, to protect the people of these communities and to protect the people of this state. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Vice President Osinbajo consoling and allaying the fears of people, or let's say community in Ebonyi State, comforting them, promising that justice will be served and compensation would be given to victims of pretty much the attacks in Ebonyi State. All right, so now that's something I wanted you to know pretty much happened towards, we can call that government's response to pretty much what is happening, or what happened in Ebonyi State. But then, given yesterday's story, and if you remember, I did mention to you that it was a moving story, the presidency has come forward with an official statement, and I'd like to read that in your hearing, and then open up the telephone lines to have you comment on government's reaction to what is happening in our society today. And I quote, this is Garba Shehu. President Muhammad Buhari has condemned the deadly insurgent attacks that took place, attack that took place on the police command headquarters and the correctional facility in Owerri, Imo State on Monday, calling it an act of terrorism. All right. Further, he adds, in his reaction to the incident early Monday, President Buhari praised the initial response by security guards and security forces for preventing greater loss of life and destruction of a public property. The president directed security and intelligence agencies in the state and geopolitical zones to fully mobilize and go after terrorists, apprehend them, and get them punished under the full weight of the law. He also called for the best efforts to be made to rarest fleeing prison detainees, many of whom are believed to be deadly criminals. President Buhari then appealed to members of the public to assist the law enforcement agencies with any relevant information that could lead to the apprehension of these criminals who perpetrated this despicable act. Garba Shehu further adds, we also urge members of the public to be vigilant, as all of us have a stake in preserving our way of life from disruption by terrorists and anarchists, while the federal government will use every available tool at its disposal to confront and terminate this barefaced anarchy. All right, end quote. Well, that was a comment from the senior special assistant to the president of media and publicity, Garba Shehu. He believes what has happened in Imo State is an act of terrorism. All right, so now I'm going to open up the telephone lines and have you speak on government's approach to managing many of these concerns that you have, you know, called radio in time past to share. I also want to suggest something, and it's more an observation, hoping that giving your opportunity to call into the show, you might want to actually speak on that. Some of you yesterday chose between a lesser evil, and you said, well, we don't support what happened in Imo State, but we're putting that blame solely on the government. And then when I read the presidency's comment or statement on what happened in Imo State, I'm thinking some of you might have unwittingly tolerated, or say you might have permitted terrorism. Well, I know you feel, and that's the tricky thing about this, is that you have to think about this from a point of national security. And you know that the government has a responsibility to respond to actions of insecurity. So given what you have heard this afternoon on radio, I'd like for you to give us your view, your comment, and what you think the government isn't doing, not doing right, needs to do, or needs to do better on in terms of dealing with this issue of insecurity. If you're satisfied with your approach, I'd like to know that you are satisfied. Otherwise, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Any other contribution, angle, or perspective will certainly be appreciated. On the sunny side, good afternoon to you and welcome. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. We have Christopher. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Joyce, my name is
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Joyce, enough of all this blame game. I heard all the vice president said. But before these guys came off, come into office, I will never forget all they said to Nigerians, especially Lai Mohammed. Joyce, I've been telling you, if I have my way, I will sue Lai Mohammed. I will sue Lai Mohammed.
Oh, why?
Look at what happened. He promised. Oh, the other guys, the other set of people, they are not doing what they're supposed to do. Insecurity, they will do that, they will do this. And Nigerians believed him. 6 years down the line, the thing is worst.
So if you were to file a suit against Lai Mohammed, what would the case be? For incompetence? For, I mean, you say you think he's lying. So would it be for lying?
He lied. Because the insecurity that he used, that the other government, they failed to say, okay, send these people packing, we'll do this for you. He didn't do that. It's even worse now. And the funny thing is that I've been saying it. Nigerians are taking side. That is not going to do us any good. Look at where we find ourselves now.
Well, you remember that
once...
You
went to Ebony. Look at all the grammar is blowing at Ebony.
Oh, wow.
Look at all the grammar. And Nigerians, she feel all is well.
Are you saying that you're not satisfied with their approach? At least.
Oh my God! I'm telling you, 2 years, Joyce. 2 years.
All right.
Down the line of this guy, I told Chief Quadri, things are not working. This is not what these guys promised us.
So even though they appear to be responding, you're not quite satisfied with the response. Is that what you're saying?
Joyce, for me, I just with that 2023. I wish Nigerians will sit up.
All right, thank you very much. Shawboy on Twitter is here. He says, the truth is, the attack on the correctional facility in Imo State is an act of terrorism. Rather than the federal government shifting blames, they should accept responsibility for their failure to protect lives of her citizens. Thank you very much for calling. Jacob is on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, Jacob. We're happy to have you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Joyce, seriously, as in, I appreciate the last caller. Can I say the first caller?
Okay.
As in, if I have my way, Lai Mohammed.
Uh-oh.
Lai Mohammed, Tinubu, Osibanjo, all these people, they must go to jail. They will end their life in jail.
Why?
Because they are those people that put people in problem in this country.
For example, Tinubu is not even in office.
They are lying to people.
Yeah, but Tinubu is not even in office. What are you charging him for?
Joy.
You have not given him any responsibility, any official responsibility.
They deceived Nigerians. All of them deceived us. Joy, do you know what? I'm from Northeast.
Yeah.
I was born and brought up in the north.
Yeah.
All this thing that is happening in Nigeria, Joyce, there will be never, this can never come back to Nigeria, Joyce.
Why?
Yeah, because if a Christian cannot marry a Muslim lady, there will be no peace in Nigeria.
Wait. Where did you get that from? But Muslims are marrying Christians, though.
Yeah, that is in Lagos. That is in South. But in the north, a Christian cannot marry a Muslim. That is the truth.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, we're going to need somebody to help us corroborate that. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for sharing your opinion with us. Can someone help us corroborate that? Is that actually true? Yeah, because I've seen a number of interreligious marriages, so I'm not sure about that. Can anybody help us with additional facts? Good afternoon to you, the sunny side.
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, Francis, calling from here.
Welcome, Francis.
Yes, Joyce. I truly want to appreciate and thank Nigeria for one fact was established this morning. Joyce, are you with me?
Go ahead, go ahead. We're with you. Go ahead, please.
A caller called this radio station, Nigeria Info, and they labeled the entire Igbo race a refugee in Nigeria.
A refugee in Nigeria?
Yes, Joyce. And I want the Igbo race to take that to the bank.
Wait, who said it? A caller said it?
On Sheriff Show this morning, and my heart has totally broken, Joyce.
Did you take him seriously? You know, he's just a man with an opinion. Did you take him seriously?
Joyce, if I should come on the air and make a comment, that what I said might have been discussed elsewhere. Joyce, believe you me.
It shouldn't break your heart. Hold on a second. Let me tell you why I say that. An opinion is just what it is. I can say to you, look, you're not fine, and you can choose to believe that or not. I don't think you should subject yourself to the pressure of my opinion. You shouldn't let that happen to you psychologically. I mean, I can say I don't like you, and you can tell me, well, it's okay if you don't like me, but you shouldn't allow yourself suffer as a consequence of me not liking you.
Look at what the vice president is saying. Just sitting around the bush. He's not even being specific on the action that the government is going to take.
And he did say that they would work on it. That he did mention. Let me see if I can help you. Hold on. He said that they're going to work on justice. So the pattern or the approach is quite unclear. But he's saying that as a legal person and someone with a legal background, that they'll work on justice and compensation. You're quite not satisfied with that,
Joyce.
You're not satisfied with that.
We don't need that compensation.
Okay.
We need a system that will be safe for the entirety of Nigeria.
Yeah.
We need a system where I, as a citizen of this country, can walk freely on the street.
Absolutely. You deserve
without
that.
Without being strangled and this kid will just go scot-free.
Yeah.
And as an Igbo man that I am, a bona fide Igbo man, I condemn what happened in a way.
Yeah.
In totality, I condemn it. And I want to appeal to the governor of Imo State to sit up and do the right thing.
Okay.
Because the box stopped on its table.
All right.
Absolutely.
That ended well. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. You're going to have to observe the government's approach and determine whether you're satisfied. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Joy, my name is Sambaba.
Okay, we're happy to have you here.
Thank you. You see, what is happening in this country today, to me, our leader has the solution. It's just that they decide not to, you know, find solution to it or resolve the issue. It's only part of the country.
Your line is breaking up.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening, yeah. Let's see if it's clear.
Yeah, I feel every part of this country is coming to a war zone.
Oh, okay.
And it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, why on earth would anybody tell me that there will be a bomb blast or whatever in Imo State? Because you cannot, you know, the message.
Oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, and I'm losing your points. Because I thought I had a question for you, but because your line keeps cracking, can you please hang up and call back? Please.
It's all right.
Please. I do apologize. Hopefully you make it back. Fidelis is here on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome to the sunny side. We're happy to have you here, Fidelis. So I have just shared with you government's response to one of the critical concerns that we have in society. I want to know whether you're satisfied with their approach, pattern, and measure.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't want talk.
Okay.
It's been long with hearing all this kind of compensation ways. We don't need it.
Oh.
What we're looking for is action.
So okay. When you say action, you want them arrested, jailed, you know?
Joyce, I don't believe that. I don't want to believe that there is one singular person that is more superior than the government.
Yeah,
I don't think so. Or one set of a group of people that feels that they are superior than the government. I don't believe it.
Okay.
This government, they know what to do, and if they are not doing it, to me, I just want to believe that. Probably they are the one behind all these things that is happening.
Okay, let me ask you then. Do you think the government is not doing what they're supposed to do?
They are not doing anything.
Okay.
They are not doing... What is their primary aim as government? Is it not to protect life and property?
Absolutely, we can agree with that.
And so which life are they protecting? Which properties are they protecting? They have failed. If we are in the same country, I bet you these leaders would have resigned. If you stand up to protest against them, now what will happen? You'll send, unleash military on innocent people. But those ones who are armed, they cannot send military to them. It's a shame. It's a shame that I find myself in Nigeria.
So even though I want to understand something.
I'm with you.
So even though the vice president was there, was in Ebonyi, you know, physically, and gave those words, you actually think, look, that's just for television. There's nothing more to that. You just feel
it
so.
It is a showbiz. It is a showbiz. So, as in, for people to think that they are, let them act.
All right.
They should
ask. So you're not
they
satisfied.
Are not doing anything.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not satisfied at all. It's a showbiz.
Yeah, I get that. Thank you very much for calling radio. We do appreciate John is here on the sunny side. Hello, John. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome, John. Go ahead.
Thank you. You see, Joyce, I don't know why people, like most of our people, like want to believe in lies. I don't know. You see, like what happened in Imo State? I can't just believe that thing.
Wait, what are you can't
it
believe?
It's stage managed. That is what I am saying. I've
the
been
attack
trying to
was
stage...
Hold on, did you say... Are you implying that the attack was stage managed or the vice president's presence is stage managed?
It's not the vice president, but the IG that have come up to say that it was IPOB. It was ESN. And Joyce... I don't know if you have entered police station before. Not that headquarter. I don't know if you have entered there. That after the so-called government come there and attack, burn all those things, no policeman was killed. No member of the government was killed. In the prison yard also, I think I have been fortunate to visit Ikoyi prison when one of my person was there. I know how the security was very, very tight for you to even enter to see your relatives. Then no water, none of the prisoners was killed. No member of the government was killed as well.
Wait. Are you speaking about the Imo prison break?
Yes.
Oh, wait. You seem to be speaking matter-of-factly. Are you suggesting that no official was killed?
No, and even the people that come to attack, none of them was killed. You don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't.
Like
I think
somebody. Okay, listen, Joyce. Mm-hmm. Like somebody enter into Bonny Camp, and then he was able to destroy things in Bonny Camp and come out safely. Nothing happened. No casualty.
Yeah, but Bonny Camp is a military base. It's not a prison.
And that police headquarters was, in fact, it's a fortified place.
Okay,
that you cannot
that's what
just
you're
enter there.
Oh, okay. So here you're saying nobody died. You're saying no official died.
Nobody. There is no record of attackers and the people that were in charge.
Okay, so, but even the singular act of breaking security and releasing prisoners should actually be a crime against the state. Would you have something to say in that regard?
Yes, I know it's a crime.
Uh-huh, okay.
But let's leave that in this. You see, let me tell you something. I am Igbo man.
Okay.
There's one thing they used to say in my place, that if you want to kill a dog, you will give that dog a bad name. That people will say, let's kill this dog. You see, what will happen is that they want to label IPOB and the ESN a bad name. So they now stage manage what has transpired over there.
You keep using that. Look, are you not? Wait, I want to know whether you believe that the prison break didn't happen because you keep saying stage managed.
See, Joyce, it happened, but who are those people behind it?
Oh.
That nobody was killed, nobody was injured. Even like as me and you were.
But you and I can establish a crime has occurred, that a crime happened. And that's a crime
and
against state.
That it is some people. I am saying that it's people who organized that thing that happened there.
Yeah, but shouldn't those people be arrested?
If they are not in support, if they are not being supported, they would have been arrested.
Okay.
So people are behind this thing, and the government officials. I am telling you the truth.
Okay, I'm a little...
They know what happened.
So are you satisfied with government approach? Because that's a little confusing. Your position is not quite clear to me. But are you satisfied with their approach?
Which of the approach are you talking about?
Government approach. You know, the federal government has said, look, this is terrorism and something must be done to bring the
Now, they are calling it terrorism. Okay, even Sam Otto was about to kill people that they come and attack a place in Bakaliki. They have never seen them as terrorists. Is this one that are playing hanky-panky that they are calling terrorists? Let them get those terrorists. Let me see.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We have Mohammed here. Hello, good afternoon to you, Mohammed. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Oh, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. We're happy to have you.
All right, thank you. You're welcome. So, this what is happening in Nigeria is very terrible. And if care is not taken, we are going to plunge into an anarchy.
Why do you say that?
Okay, so let me give you the root of all these evils and this crisis in this country. We have Boko Haram in the early 20s. It is somebody who has never went for any training, for any formal training, started to preach his own brand of Islam. Look at where we are today. We have bandits. Who produced that? It is Boko Haram that produced the bandits and kidnappers.
Yeah.
That is why the others, the losers from the other part of the country, they will take arms to be attacking people, destroying the property of people.
Okay, so
this is what we call insecurity.
Yeah, okay. Pardon me, Mohammed. I have to go off on a break. If you can call back, I'll appreciate.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. It's 3 minutes past 1 p.m. Welcome to the sunny side. And here we are contemplating what government's reaction to the situation is. The official statement from the government, from the presidency in regards to what happened in Imo State is tagged specifically to be an act of terrorism. Well, some of you who called the show yesterday to speak on the issue, choosing the lesser evil might suggest that you might just be leaning towards terrorist consent. And I think you would think that's actually too much on your conscience. And rightfully so. But I thought the essence of this conversation is to show you what the government is saying, about the situation in Nigeria. And also, equally as important would be what they're trying to do, about the situation. So it's either they're trying to do it, one hand, or, well, they're doing it and they want you to be patient enough for the outcome, for the response. Yeah, and I shared with you an audio clip of Vice President consoling and allaying the fears of your brothers in Ebonyi State who were attacked by herdsmen. And welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce, and I think it's necessary that I state this here. I was going through the dailies this morning, and I came by a story. A particular newspaper did interview one of the survivors of the Ebonyi attacks. It's an attack, because I'm referring to specific events that happened recently in Ebonyi State. So, attack. And the lady gave an account as to how they were laid, were laid by the herdsmen. The ladies were bitten and the men, were killed. And she said that while she was going through the situation, one of the herdsmen said to the other, look, don't kill her. She needs to take the situation back to Nnamdi Kanu, that he should stop his ranting. Or while he's ranting on social media, well, the real situation is on the ground. And I wanted to share that with you, but I couldn't quite continue with a graphic detail of her description of what she went through. And on one hand, I'm thinking, look, I think you understand the story. I think someone is actually sending me a link to the actual story. I'm going to see that in a minute and maybe even retweet it for you to read personally. But I also think it's necessary to highlight the fact that government is responding in some way, in some measure, in some regard. But more importantly, as a Nigerian living in this country, I want to know whether you are satisfied with government approach. Approach, method, measures, yeah, by which government believes needs to be in place in order for them to tackle insecurity. So welcome to the show, 0700-993-993-993. Before we go to the headlines, before we go to the telephone lines, I'd like to read some comments, yeah? Pinel is going to help us out with that. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
And Destiny on Twitter says they are quick to call it terrorism, but it's taking them eternity to discover those behind the Ebonyi killing. There was a country.
All right. Thank you very much.
Danny Ido on Twitter says government should go beyond condemning and take pragmatic approach to arrest the security situations in the country.
I like that. Arrest the situation. Yeah.
Nutty Gateman says this is the kettle calling pot black. Even the government themselves are terrorists.
All right, let's quickly go to the telephone lines. I have Anonymous there waiting for us. We're waiting to hear your insight. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Can you hear us?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Joyce, about what happened in Ebonyi State.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is government are not helpful because such things happen. As 3 years back in they call it Benue, over 200 people were killed from a New Year watch night from the church. But government didn't take any action over it. So many things have been happening. Government didn't take action. How can we put our trust in them? And exactly what, more especially, the only way that peace can restore in Nigeria is when the Northerners stop ruling this country. I'm from the North. But anytime that the Northerners stop ruling this country, because Northerners have been ruling this country, but there's no any improvement. There's no any change. Let's talk through to ourselves. Joyce, to my greatest surprise, I can swear if it is Igbo man that is ruling this country, there must be peace in the North. If it is the Igbo man that is chief of army staff, chief of all this, there must be peace in Nigeria.
Why does it appear that you have a whole lot of faith in the Igbo man being president?
Yes, because an Igbo man will not tolerate such things. That's the truth.
Okay.
An Igbo man will never tolerate something like that. That's the truth. Religious crisis day by day everywhere in Nigeria. You hear this one, Hausa, Fulani, this and that. Buhari declare IPOB as terrorist. But he didn't declare his own brothers, Fulanis, as terrorists. Why? Wow. Let's talk truth to ourselves. I'm from the North. But as in everything that is happening, as in Osinbajo is using religion to cover up our faces. That's the truth. But Buhari is punishing the image of everybody in this country. Buhari is suffering everybody.
All right.
That's the truth.
All right.
Let the Northerners stop ruling this country. That's the truth.
Okay.
Because they are not useful to this country.
Okay. I mean,
thank
you very much. I'm hoping that we can get more views from Northerners to pretty much understand their context, their position, because I think on one hand, our diversity is one beautiful thing that we have, but until we learn how to merge it to get a symphony, we're always going to have this discord, have a variance in opinion, have disagreements, and God forbid, a continuance of what looks like insecurity. Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Gloria to Nigeria Info.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. Go ahead. We're considering government's approach to the issue of insecurity. Thank you very much. I lost you. Hopefully you can make it back. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. Go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Amos. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for the first statement making by a particular caller, that is saying intermarriage, in religion marriage, you know, this happening.
Are you from the North? Do you know that for true?
Yes, I'm from Kaduna State.
Oh.
99.92% is happening.
Oh, wow.
And then let me tell you this.
Yeah.
And I can still say this, and I want a Northernan to confirm. We, the Northernan, we are set up being in power, especially the ordinary man in the street.
No, sorry, bring it back. I didn't get that.
We are fed up.
Oh, you're fed up?
Yes.
As a northerner of being in power?
Yes.
Why?
Because, why, Joyce? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We have 19 governors in northern Nigeria. We have senators. We hold everything. But the people, what are they brought for us? We don't have any way to challenge them. When you come to the executive, you don't have any way to challenge them. The judiciary, you can see what the judiciary is going on today. We are in a mess. When you come to security, we dominated everything. We had the police, the soldiers, everywhere. And what is happening in the north? And still up to now, they are saying we have university. Go over there. Will you meet students? The answer is no. We are here in Lagos, being the Megadi, the Merua, the Meshai, the Malam.
Exactly, because I think someone like you should, you know, have a good education. And if the opportunity arose, a foreign one, why can't you have it? Why aren't you driving a Benz?
Why
aren't you living in a good house? Why don't you have 24 hours electricity? Yeah, those are questions you should ask yourself.
Joyce, I mean, the local education has not been given to us. Why I'm telling you this? A particular course, if I will apply, who am I to have to gain admission on that course that I want to study?
Why? Why can't you have it?
You won't understand until you make your journalism investigation on what is happening in northern Nigeria.
Please tell me. Because you know, sometimes the case is, well, given that, you know, the northerners are in government, they're pretty much, they understand what's happening at home. And chances are, as much as they're working for the nation...
Just hold on.
Okay.
I stated something in 2014,
yeah,
before the election.
Yeah.
With a particular minister right now. I mean, a particular minister in this Buhari administration was against me then. He treated my elder brother. As I'm speaking with you, I told them that Buhari will come on power, yes. I mean, on two things. Buhari is the most luckiest president that become a president under religion and ethnicity.
Wow.
Believe me, you or not. And let any other northerner call and say what I'm saying, I'm wrong. And then let's have the floor to speak against it.
Okay, good.
What is happening in Imo State and Owerri? I always call on other part of Nigeria. Please, you guys, defend yourself. We hold everything, but come on, Josh, come to think of a father that can not even cater for his family. How do you think that he can provide for all those people that are
extended family? Yeah.
How come other region? Please, I always call. Please defend yourself.
Wow.
Forget Yemi Osinbajo is speaking about. He has the background of. Is it today that you become the vice president? Are you not aware? You were the attorney general of Lagos State. Is it today that you become the vice president that this thing is, everything is happening, and right now you are here over 5 years ago, and right now you are trying to prove that you have, I mean, you have the legal, what legal are you?
Wow. You sound not pleased with the situation.
Joyce.
Yeah. Thank you.
How I wish, I believe in one thing.
Yeah.
When I said it, my elder brother will always call me, like, right now I will say it, and I know you will call me whenever I drop this call. Nigeria is not one, and one day everybody will go.
Wow. Thank you very much. Uche is calling in from Ikoyi. Turn off your radio, Uche. We're happy to have you. If you're ready for us, I am. Welcome.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you very much.
Well, this issue in this country, most times we refuse to tell the truth. Because they don't want to tell me that we're one Nigerian, and Mr. President will make an appointment and will marginalize a certain group of people. And you want them to keep quiet.
Okay, let me ask you, why do you? Is it the statement of terrorism that makes you feel that that's somewhat marginalizing?
No.
Okay.
It's not terrorism, because if President can say the truth, he's from the north. And yes, all this is happening, it's my manager from the north.
Yeah.
Because you declare innocent people that are fighting for freedom, it's not good. And you see the hate men carrying AK-47 on daily basis, killing people. And you are not saying anything about them. They massacre people in their voices. So where do they go? Nothing is being done about it. Today, they are calling the IPOP and the South East Network.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. This country is not, we can never be one. It is obvious. It is apparent, George.
Okay, so you're saying that given what would appear to be government's response to terrorism, you are highly persuaded that the government is not doing enough, and for that reason, they further fuel your bias.
Yet they are not doing anything because what, their conscience is there. What are you saying?
All right.
They don't have power for this country. They should stop deceiving us.
All right.
The best thing is referendum. If they don't want this, if they want peace, let everybody go. Go and govern your area. Whatever it is, if you take it, go and do it.
I mean, that's really why we're having this conversation. Thank you very, very much for calling in. I do appreciate. I have Anonymous here on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, ma. Good afternoon, ma.
Welcome.
What is happening? See, they should deploy what they are going to deploy in East. They are going to waste those people there. See, people don't know what Nnamdi Kanu is doing for you people. If people do not have the idea, you see, the truth is coming out. People do not know what the man is doing. Don't know what IPOB is doing. They are the one defending these Fulani terrorists from taking over your land. People should reason. Black people should reason. Thank you.
Oh, well, so I was going to ask you whether...
Black people should reason. That is the simple. Black people know it's to reason. That is why they are suffering.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do on radio. We're actually trying to reason. I mean, why else do you think I'll bring the conversation to radio? I could have been talking about makeup. Yeah. I mean, I could have been making that the conversation, but I need us to reason because I believe the comprehension, understanding, and clarity is actually how we can best approach our problems. For heaven's sake, do you understand that I'm Igbo and you're Yoruba and he's Hausa and we cannot fight ourselves? So we have to agree on what the problem is before we're able to deal with the problem. Because if I think, for example, my problem as an Igbo person is marginalization, and the Hausa person, say maybe the Mustafa doesn't think I'm correct. First of all, Mustafa and I are opposed, meaning that we can't agree. Then we can't fix the problem. So I want you to see this as an opportunity to not just speak, but for us to understand what the issues are. And then if Mustafa says, look, Joyce, there's no education in the North, there's poverty, there's high. It was on this show that a Northerner called me and told me that I've not seen poverty, that if I want to see poverty, I should come to the North. I thought I've seen the worst of poverty. And he's like, no, if you want to see poverty, come to the North. So whenever I choose to oppose, say maybe a government policy or say maybe a government approach or something, I should be able to understand Mustafa's problem so I can fight with Mustafa and for him. Because if the people of the North are educated, then certainly some of the problems that we're dealing with as a society brought on by a lack of education can maybe, one, be reduced or on a good, well, yeah, maybe one, be reduced and to some better degree, eliminated. Because imagine most of the issues that we're talking about from, say, arising from the North, some of them are actually due to lack of education. Because if you check your educated people from the North, they're not doing, I mean, they're not the ones on the streets causing havoc. They're not the ones stealing and maiming people. So maybe there's something to benefit from being educated. There is actually light in education that, you know, that eliminates the dark. So that's what we need to do here. Because here, you can see that the Igbos are saying something, the Yorubas are saying something, the Hausas are saying something on the sunny side, and you know what? They're saying the same thing. If you ask me what a good day on the job looks like, today can be that day. Like a very good day on the job. I'm not telling you what to say. Now there's uniformity in your chaos, in your pain, in your poverty, in your strife, in your insecurity. Now we know what the problem is. So if you say, for example, we have a constitutional right to protest, now all three of you speaking, you know, all four of you, all 10 of you, all 100 million of you speaking different languages with different religious backgrounds, different persuasions, can at least agree on one thing. And if they ask you, so how did you inform yourself? Well, radio is. Or radio was the opportunity, still is the opportunity where you can inform yourself, educate yourself, hear your brother's pain, hear your sister's problem. And then when you come out to say, well, government, this is what we want, you're all saying the same thing. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Looks like a good one already. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, George.
Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Longinus.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, George, God will bless that woman from the North. She has spoken my mind. And the other guy too that called.
It was a guy. They were both men.
Yeah. See, they have spoken our mind. I thank God that they are coming out to speak out. They have not been speaking out. This is just the problem. Igbo man does not hate Hausa man. Igbo man hate Hausa man because Hausa man want to cheat. And some people will worship his life throughout the days of their life. And their own children will be in abroad enjoying their life. From what that woman have just said...
It's not a woman, it's a man. It's a man. It's male. Yeah.
I can read her mind. I can read his mind quite clearly. Sincerely speaking, they just want to label IPOB and ESN as a terrorism. Now we have been crying for months, for years. Why is these people killing people in the farm? Why is this herdsmen pursuing people, the owners of the land, pursuing them away from their land, and they are not saying anything? And they are there moving around. Gumi is busy negotiating with them how they will do this. Government is giving them money for not kidnapping, release the ones that are kidnapped. They have not labeled them terrorists. Now, Buhari is saying that the what happened in Imo State is the act of terrorism. The ones that have been, they happened in Ebonyi State, that Hausas are involved, are not terrorists. They are not terrorists. The ones that have been happening in the Middle Belt and all the rest of them, they are not terrorists. The ones that happened in Owerri today is out of terrorism. From what the other guy said, nobody that I've called, I have a friend that is one of the warders, those that works in the prison. I called him this morning. I asked him, I hope there was no injury. He said nobody died. I said nobody died in Owerri. But everything, they just destroy everything. I called one other of my friend too, my classmate that works in the state CID. He said nobody died. So all these things happened and all of them went freely. Nothing happened. Are you sure that government hand is not in all these things to label IPOB and EFCN and terrorism so that they'll go back to Owerri and go back to the east and send their jets so that they will start bombarding the entire east?
Well,
so that they will start raining bomb in the east and say that there is war.
So I understand your sentiment, but it's only a sentiment. You see that?
Joy. You know what?
It's only a sentiment.
This country is never won. We have never been won. If you go down the line, the history line, you will see that Nigeria was forcefully merged together. We are forcefully made together.
I don't think that's even a problem. I think the fact that, you know, there's no uniformity, ideas, opinion, yes, religion, that's the bigger problem. I mean,
your
parents could have match made you and your wife. And of course, you didn't love her before you married her. But as you live together, you understand each other, then you build and find love and you live happily ever after. There are those kinds of stories.
But see, in a situation where you find yourself a woman, you are superior than a man. The woman is not me. You are superior than me.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, I am not supposed to be somebody to you.
I'm
a slave.
No.
This is what is happening in the country.
Yeah.
This is what is happening.
All
they
right.
not find themselves as a king in the country. The officers are the second class citizens. Why the Igbos are the third class citizens in this very country? So they can treat us anyhow. That is why problem is there. So all there right. is no way this marriage will work out. It's
Absolutely.
Not going to work out, Joy.
Absolutely.
It's never working out at all. From the beginning, it has never worked out.
We can
now,
agree
all
on
of
that.
Them, that Supreme Court governor in Imo State, was put there to make sure he foment trouble during the regime. Somebody that the Imo people voted, they removed him from that very place. They removed him. Why? Is it that Supreme Court do not know what to do again? Is it that they can't reverse what they judge? People voted somebody and you brought somebody from the back so that he will carry on the agenda
right.
of destroying the entire East.
Wow.
Giving us a bad name.
Thank you very much for calling.
Sure.
Thank you very much. It's a little difficult to manage your sentiments, but then again, it seems as though because nothing is happening to eradicate your sentiments, instead, it would appear that the situation or the outplay in society further fuels your sentiment. It kind of gives us, it's difficult to manage. But then again, I really do appreciate your sentiment, but I hope that with all good conscience and intelligence, you can air your views. I'm really fine and satisfied with you airing your views. Northerner, Easterner, Yoruba, Middle Belt, wherever, as long as you're Nigerian, you have a right to air your view, and it is also your constitutional duty, your moral responsibility to determine the cause of this nation for good, for better. I don't know what other options you would like, but I think good at least, and then better, yeah. All right. We want to go to Twitter real quick to read messages from our friends on WhatsApp and Instagram. Okay, go ahead.
At King Adeoroji says, it's a shame that the act of releasing prisoners from prison is terrorism, but killing people in their farms is banditry. This present government is a shame to governance. Joyce, these people are just wicked.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Adegboyega says, the VP is gifted with use of words.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Pina. We're going to have to go off on a break and come right back to the messages. Go ahead.
Adegboyega says, the VP is gifted with use of words. That's what he did before the people of Ebonyi State. The people clapped, thinking there would be justice. But the VP knows very well that there will not be justice.
And I think it's a very disappointing observation to hear the people of Nigeria say something like they have no faith in the government. That is some, if I could advise government, I'd be like, now that's a problem. If you can say something and then people say, you know what, I don't believe the government. Now that's a problem. It's like your dad told you something and you're like, no, dad is lying. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We want to welcome if you have just tuned in. Look, I've thoroughly enjoyed today's conversation. I think because I've had the pleasure and the satisfaction of hearing people speak in unison about the security issues in this country. It's not every time that we agree on things. I think I'm grateful for a day as this where it would appear that the issue is clear to the educated and to the uneducated, to the one who's employed, to the one who's not employed, to the one who is from the north and to the one who's from the south, you know, from the west. The issue is clear. So we know what our at least we're able to establish one concern. And really, I'm thankful for that. And I hope that we seize our moments on radio to educate ourselves, to know what our problems are, to know what the issues are. And then, because it's only at that moment that we can look, can two work together except they agree? That's a verse in the Bible where, you know, it says, can two work together except they agree? So it doesn't quite say, can two Yoruba men work together? You know, it doesn't quite limit it to the possibility of two Igbo men. It doesn't limit it to the possibility of two European men. It says, can two work together? So I think what that could imply, or what I think that would mean, is despite where they are from, one can be from the moon and the other one from hell, they must agree to work together. So one can be from the north, the other one from the east, they must agree to work together. The other one can be from the west, the other one can be from the south, they must agree to work together. So I have to agree with Muhammad for Muhammad and I to work together. Our goal is singular and within our vision. So when I wake up on Monday and I do my own, Muhammad wakes up Tuesday to do his own. The objective is singular and we're working together towards it. Imagine if we all understood our problems. And we say, this is what we want to fix as a nation. Nobody can stop us. The day we decide that we're going to fix this problem, and the man from the north agrees with the man in the east, and the man in the east agrees with the man in the west, nobody can, not even hell can stop you. The day we all agree, hell couldn't stop us. And that's a guarantee, and you can probe my words for certainty or for truth. The day we agree, the day we say, this is it, this is what we want to remove from the equation, you won't believe how quickly we can fix our problems. You will not believe it. But we have to go to WhatsApp to read messages from our friends. Hello, good afternoon to you, and welcome from WhatsApp to Twitter to Instagram on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Pinio.
I have a message here. Says, Vice President Yemi Osinbajo just said, as custodian professor of law, they will look into the matter and design compensate for the affected victims. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's supposed to console, yeah? All right, thank you.
Moses says, the country needs a lot of work to do in order to save its citizens. Nigerian politicians are taking everything reckless. The best way is to sit down and dialogue the issue of unemployment and poverty in this country. Could you imagine if you studied free education and you make life unbearable for those who are paying school fees? There's a lot of danger ahead.
Wow. Wow. And to think about that is a little difficult to bear, even mentally. How much more living through the reality that, you know, like it could get any worse than this?
Collins from Isolo. Buhari calling Owerri prison attack terrorism is the greatest height of nepotism, deceit, and hypocrisy.
Wow. Nepotism, deceit, and hypocrisy. Okay, thank you very much for your comment.
Good afternoon, Joyce. There are two things I noticed from the vice president's speech.
Yeah.
One, he said he needs to investigate the images shown to him.
Yeah.
Two, he said we shouldn't fight back, that the outcome would be very severe, that even them wouldn't know how to handle it. Joyce, I'm ashamed to call myself a Nigerian.
Well, I wish I could help you with that, unfortunately. Oh, wow.
Akajuba says, good afternoon, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
That pot of pepper soup in Owerri, there is a mocking hand in it. Federal government knows what transpired.
Oh, wow. I think it's interesting how some of you have pretty much, under your observations, feel, I think we're going to blame the government for what happened. Well, pretty much what you all said yesterday as well, actually.
This message is definitely not for us.
Okay, thank you for not sending us... thank you for sending us a message that's not for us.
Good afternoon, Joyce. I'm totally disappointed in almost all our leaders. When they failed in their duties, this kind of thing will definitely happen.
Mm-hmm.
The attitude of Commissioner of Police shouting thieves has gotten home. It's a shame to state and country for a police headquarter to be attacked. And it's a lot.
It's a lot. Well, yeah. Leave your message short, please. Yeah.
Joyce, this killing and evil will continue till Buhari leaves. Undu from Ojodu.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Because Hausa man is our president, all Hausas from the neighboring countries are trooping to our country daily to perpetrate all sorts of crimes. They have even overpopulated us. Nigeria is sitting on a keg of gunpowder.
Yeah, but the problem is not the Hausa man. The issue is there are a few men in leadership who need to do something and are not doing it. So if you would allow me at least state on that notion, the problem is not the Hausa man. So you can say, oh, well, it's because the Hausa man. No, the problem is not the Hausa, because you've heard people from the north calling to say, well, we're a little dissatisfied with the outcome. And the other one says, we're too dissatisfied with the outcome. So the issue is not the, I mean, the problem is not, it's no longer, maybe if we ever were under the illusion that it was a group of people, a sect, yeah, that were feeling the brunt of what you can call pressure from being Nigerian, well, now it's the pressure is on everybody, the Easterner, Southerner, Westerner, it's on everybody, the Northerner. You can hear people saying the same thing. So please, let's not make it a tribal thing. It's necessary because through language, we either get our perspectives right or wrong.
One Hello, more? Joyce. Yeah. I've been in the military for a good 10 years.
Yeah.
Before I left, I definitely saw that there was no hope for this country. The issue of terrorism in our country called Nigeria is the government started it. Because I can remember when I was in Operational Ground Maiduguri, when we catch the terrorist group, there was no justice assigned to them. And you expect them not to expand. Thank you for bringing up this topic today.
Oh, well, that's another angle, though. If there is no justice, then chances are the common sense outcome of that would be that they could expand. All right, thank you. One more?
Yes. Okay. Good afternoon, Joyce. Nigeria can't be won. Let's break out, I beg.
All right. Thank you very, very much for all your messages and contributions. We're going to quickly go for a break. When we come back, we segue into another topic. Don't go anywhere. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every night and day, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. It's for one, come on, people. People wouldn't have no money. You're supposed to plan it to where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you, both the rich and those poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Thanks to all our friends if you're listening in. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you there. The Sunny Side is exactly where you're at. My name is Joyce Onyemua. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now we segue into another very interesting conversation. I do not know whether you've heard the idiom, the devil is in the detail. Well, I'm about to play for you an audio I don't want to call it a conversation with the public, but I think a better description would be a public appeal by a lady who, you know what? Let me play it for you first. Okay, so I'm going to play for you an audio, and I want you to please listen attentively, because yes, as I did mention earlier on, the devil is in the detail. Then I'll allow you to. I mean, first, I think you might have an advice, because it's one of them type situations where an advice is needed. And two, imagine it to be a social mentality. Imagine this to be a social ideology. Like, some people think like this. So then we have to consider, is this a problem to society? Can we be more responsible to prevent situations as this or events that could emerge from this? On 99.3 Nigeria Info, if you're with me, I'm ready to share with you something you would find absolutely engaging and maybe partly troubling.
I've come here as a mother to cry to everyone, to cry to Nigerians at large, to cry to the world at large. Please, this is a crying mother needing a help from Nigerians, from the world at large, for foreign bodies, NGOs, women organizations, human rights. I'm calling for your help. I'm calling for you to fight this fight for me. Yes, I'm happily married, but I had a child for my ex-baby dad when we were dating. He met me and I was started dating me at the age of 32. When I was 35, we dated for 3 years. When I was 35, I became pregnant of this my child, which he had forced me to get rid of the first pregnancy I had for him. This second time, he said it was head bent on me doing it again. I fell for his sugar-coated tongue. I dated him because he said he's a businessman based in Nigeria mostly. So the woman he has abroad will not cross paths with me. But when I became pregnant, he started fighting me that the woman abroad will kill him. Do you understand? So I said, but you knew you were married. Why were you delaying me? When he came into my life, he broke my SIM card. He was telling me to be telling people that I'm engaged. He will be chasing me away from me. If man says hi, he will go and fight the man. You know? So I had no option than to stick to him. At the end of 3 years, when I was pregnant, he started using talks to fight me. He started threatening my life. I have to remove the pregnancy. You know, out of fear, I went to call him at area command. I called him at area command. I wrote a petition against him. And they told him that what he's telling me to do is against Nigerian law, that he should go back. You understand? He tried to bribe me. He said he would give me 1.5 million. He would give me a plot of land. He would give me the LMA Jeep I was driving. He said he would leave it for me. I said, the child I have not given birth to, you are pricing all these things on her life. I will not. He tried to force me. He tried to push me. I did not. So finally, I had my child. From 9 months, at the due of 9 months till date, since I gave birth to this child till now, he has not seen my child's face. This is my child. This is my child. He has not seen my child's face. So I'm calling on well-meaning Nigerians. So please, join me on this fight. If he doubts the paternity of my child, he should come for a DNA test. I, the mother of my child, I'm challenging the father of my child, Dumezedo. His name is Dumezedo, a.k.a. Eru Wailanwan of Amsterdam. If he doubts the paternity of my child, he should come for a DNA test.
Look, let me tell you that was too much, and I think you need a little bit of time to just really kind of comprehend what you have just heard. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So pretty much you follow the story. The lady said she's married now, but while she was single at 32, she met this guy who's married, but kind of wanted to have a relationship with her. Yeah, he told her that he's mainly based in Nigeria. According to her, he wanted her desperately, yeah, to the extent that he would ward off any other admirers. He broke her SIM card, just kind of creating a territory around her, yeah? Okay. She said she got the first abortion, and when she got pregnant again, the guy says, look, you have to take it out, and she refused. Eventually, she had the baby, but that the man hasn't seen his child, and the child looks like a 7 or 8 year old kid. Yep. Okay. So now with that, it would appear that she wants him to take responsibility for the well-being of that child. That's me attempting a summary of something that complicated. We're about to go off on a break. When we come back, telephone lines will be open and you would have the opportunity to not just give us your view, but also help her determine a situation by which help her determine a situation by which there is a resolution to the problem. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We'll be right back.
This is an infomercial.